Hey everyone, Susan Michonne here, the Techie Mentor and host of the VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice podcast, where I share all things VA in bite-sized episodes without any fluff or filler, just the stuff that gets results. Join me as we embark on the VA freedom journey together, escaping soul-sucking jobs and mastering the skills that empower true freedom. It's time to break free and build a life on your terms. So let's dive in. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is vision boards. So if you listened to last week's, it was all about your why. And so this kind of ties into that same topic. It's all about keeping things visual to really help you stay focused and achieve your goals. So the power of vision boards are really about visualization and goal setting. They can really help you create a tangible representation of whatever it is that you're looking to achieve, those goals. And they can also help you boost motivation and gain clarity if you're still not really sure what it is you're looking for. And if you're somebody who believes in manifestation and the law of attraction, it really does help those practices come to life, if you will. So they're a great way, if you're into that kind of thing, to make sure that your vision boards are going to reflect what it is that you're looking to create in your life. It's also about increased focus and concentration. You can prioritize your goals, you can add your why, and it really helps give you that clearer sense of purpose. It also encourages creativity and imagination. I mean, this is where you can let your freak flag fly. Just have fun with the vision board, especially if it's something nobody else is going to see, because you can create physical type vision boards, which I have done over the years in the past. But you can also use something like Pinterest and have a hidden board where if you're on Pinterest all the time, it's just a great place to collaborate all of the things that you're trying to manifest in your life, that power of vision. You can also use, there are apps and tools, I think, nowadays. I know some people use a PowerPoint presentation. Whatever works, as long as it inspires you and helps bring your vision to life, I say go for it. It also provides daily motivation. So if you have a vision board that you can see every day, kind of like your why, it helps provide that motivation. Again, if you're in Pinterest all the time, then that would be a great place to put one. But you could actually create one on your desktop. You could create one on, you know, your phone screen. You know, it could be your screensaver. It could be whatever it needs to be. You could use sticky notes. And the beautiful thing about this is you can, you know, use AI to help you with ideas, but you could also use Pinterest for ideas on how to create a vision board that works for you. Whether you want a physical board, whether you want an online board, or both, doesn't matter. I mean, I actually use the closet in my office as kind of a mini vision board. I put stuff on there all the time because I can see it throughout the day. And it will also help you break your goals maybe down into actionable steps. So you could do the smaller ones and you could have kind of long-term ones. So I have, you know, I guess two different types of vision boards. I have one for the year and then I have one for like 5 years. What am I looking to accomplish? And so that way I'm not so overwhelmed. I can focus on what I can do now to get closer to that five-year goal. It also reinforces your positive mindset and it's part of maybe affirmations. If you have a daily practice, this could be something that you could introduce into your daily practice, making sure you're looking at your vision board and really focused on it. Supports accountability. And like I said, it's adaptable in so many different ways that you can create it. You can put it in your home office, your workspace, your bedroom. You could put it in a common area. You could put it inside a closet or cabinet door. You could put it inside the medicine chest. You could put it on the bathroom mirror. You could do a bulletin board. You could do gallery wall or art frame. You could journal. And there's, again, so many different ideas. And this is where your creativity comes through. Don't be afraid to do what speaks to you because that's the power of a vision board. It's your vision for the life that you're creating, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week, whether it's next year or 10 years down the road. And as I mentioned in the previous episode, this is a place that you could also put your why. So it's front and center. And remember, as I don't even know who says this quote, but what you focus on expands. And you want to focus on what you want, maybe not what's happening in your life at the moment. So focus on what you want, not what you don't want. is another quote. I can't remember who said that one either, but they're so relevant. And maybe finding ways throughout the day to make sure that you are taking time to review your vision board or boards and making sure that you're also focusing on your why. So I'd love to know if you're a fan of vision boards, if you have one, if you've used one, how they work for you. I have a combination. Like I said, I have a physical one. Use a closet wall in my office or the closet door in my office. I also have one on Pinterest. And then I also just throw up daily reminders on my cell phone to help keep me focused on my vision and maybe not the bumpy road that I'm currently walking down. So I hope that helps give you some vision. Again, share your vision board if you feel open to do that. And as always, thanks for listening. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please consider subscribing for more bite-sized insights. And remember, challenges are just opportunities in disguise. Don't give up. You're closer than you think. See you next time.